Counselor Luis Quinones is going to conduct your hearing.
Mr. Sabata?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Joseph Sabata, 3156 Mandy.
Thank you, sir. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 24th, 2018. Is that correct, sir? I see that you signed your form on April 24th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
When I got arrested, sir?
No, sir. Your notification of board hearing that you signed on April 24th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
When I signed the papers to see you guys?
Yes.
Yes, sir, I did.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir? Sir?
Yeah?
Did you hear what I said?
I can't hear you, sir.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me clearly, or are you having hearing issues?
No, I can hear you now.
Okay. That form that you signed listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir? Yes, you have the right to hire an attorney to represent you, but you do not have the right to have one appointed to you. So, did you hire an attorney?
No, sir.
Do you want to hire an attorney?
If I do, is this going to take longer?
Yes, it will. It will delay this hearing, and we'll have to wait till you get an attorney.
No, I want to say no, and I'll continue right now.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the room is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, our acting board chairman, Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the hearing lead. Also in the room, we have our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Sabata and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Sabata, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. The reason why we give you the third option is because you have a pending charge outside of the correction system, and this hearing is recorded. So out of protection of your rights, we give you the choice of saying as to whether the allegation on this warrant is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by you forcibly entering an apartment with eviction sticker on or about March 17, 2018 in Maricopa County. Mr. Sabata, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
On what, sir?
Excuse me?
True or false on what?
All right, I'm going to read this to you again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number five is demonstrated by you forcibly entering an apartment with an eviction sticker on or about March 17, 2018 in Maricopa County. Mr. Zapata, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I gotta say, I'm just not here for criminal trespassing and act of that. I wasn't forced to enter or anything like that. I'm what you said right there.
Sir, is it true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I'm going to say true.
Oh, okay, sir. Based on Mr. Zapata's admission of true, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal race or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Just 1 second, Mr. Zapata. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Zapata, we're going to continue with the second half of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Okay. Mr. Zapata was released February 23rd of 2018 and arrested March 18th of 2018 by Glendale PD, pending new felony charges of trespassing. He was returned to ADC on 3/26/18 with a release date of 5/23/2018 with zero abscond days. Current convictions, 2017 count A1, trafficking stolen property, he got 2 years. 2017 count A2, trafficking stolen property, 4 months. He does not have any prior convictions. This is his first term with ADC. He has a CUI score, IR score of 3.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 0, it's not noted. No STG gain noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, he was arrested but no charges were filed. He has a GB score of G1B1, status of charges. Poor Supervisor Charles sent a message stating that he had spoken with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, which confirmed the offender's case has recently been filed with the Office for Prosecution.
Okay, so his charges are pending then?
Charges are pending.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Zapata.
Yes, sir.
You have 15 days left before you're released. At this point of the hearing, we offer the individuals appearing before the board whether or not they want to continue the hearing or whether or not they want to kill their number. Now, this hearing is your right, but you probably will not be released from DOC any sooner than 15 days. So do you wish to continue the hearing or kill your number?
If I do continue the hearing, would I like to get out before I kill my number?
The odds are against that. I can't promise you, but chances are you will not be released any sooner than the day that's already been set for you.
There's a less chance of me getting out right now?
There is a very, very small chance that you would get out any earlier than 15 days, and if you got out any earlier than that, it would be like within a day or so. But by and large, it's going to take that long for the administrative process for you to get out. That's why we make the offer.
Okay.
So what would you like to do?
Well, if I do continue this process, it'll take 15 days for me to get out. But that's basically the almost sure my number, basically, too.
The choice is whether or not you want to kill your number or continue the hearing. All I'm saying is you probably won't be released any sooner than 15 days anyways. So what's your choice?
Is it 15 days or 60 days, you said? 15. I want to continue it.
Okay. Then let's continue with your hearing. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from prison to live with your mother, Glenda Zapata, at 6549 West Coulter in Glendale, Arizona. Was this the only place you lived outside of prison?
That's where I live at.
Okay, and were you working when you were outside?
Yes, sir, I was.
Where were you working?
I was working at a chiropractor place off of 93rd and Van Buren in Colleston.
It looks like, according to your programming notes, that you received a positive for marijuana from your test, your analysis. Were you using drugs?
That was a mistake right there. And it was only marijuana, and that's it.
Okay. What do you mean a mistake, sir?
Taking that
hit
that I shouldn't,
and after that was it. Okay, so you admitted that it was true that you demonstrated. Okay, the violation was as demonstrated by forcibly entering an apartment with an eviction sticker on March 17, 2018. What happened?
I went over to go visit a friend, and after that, I didn't know that he was vacated from that apartment. And after that, I was talking with him, and after that, the security guard was holding the door and everything. Then after that, then he called the police, and after that, for me, I was trying to leave, but the dude told me to be quiet and everything. But for me, I just all went bad and everything. Actually, for me, I just wanted to go visit a friend, and that's it. Because for me, I already knew that I was on parole and everything like that. But that day just went all bad.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Hearing no questions from fellow board members, Mr. Zapata, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already shared with us.
I'd like to say that I'm sorry what I did, and after that, I'd like to prove that I'm better than that, and after that, yes, this is my second time down, but I want to be with my family and everything. My dad just got injured, and after that, he's when I paid for the rent, and after that, mine was too, but he just really got hurt, and after that, on his and his nervous system, all the way to his leg, all the way to his butt cops. And after that, I already know sooner or later, he can't go to work no more. And after that, for me, it's my time to step up and everything to pay for the rent. My mom works too, but her checks are online that me and my dad make. So I just really, really hopefully, and you guys stay with that, I get out sooner than later to help out my lifestyle, and especially help out myself.
Okay, sir. I'm going to take some additional information from our community corrections officer, if you'll just stand by. Yes, Mr. Turner.
I'm going to make it short, and I'll pick out this situation where he was arrested was actually a barricade situation into the apartment.
Yes, sir.
They found him hiding in the bathroom, and when they told him to show hands, he failed to comply. They ended up having to put him on the ground and ended up tasing him to be able to handcuff him.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Zapata, the board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain silent and stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Zapata. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I'll keep it simple. Based on the fact that he is still facing pending charges in the criminal justice system, based on an arrest from what looks to be the Glendale Police Department, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0872, our discussion with Mr. Zapata, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Zapata was delinquent violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal measure company, inasmuch that he was, arrested by the Glendale Police Department as demonstrated by forcibly entering an apartment with an eviction sticker on March 17, 2018 in Maricopa County, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Zapata, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about May 23rd, 2018. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you.
Yes, sir.